Good morning, it's 10 o'clock and I'm Gavin Phipps with the top of the hour news. In this hour's international news, one of the two suspects in the poisoning of an ex-spy in England has been named as a doctor who works for Russian military intelligence. But first in local news, the TIEX opened up 8 points this morning from yesterday's close at 10,464 on turnover of 1.3 billion NT. The market fell for the fifth consecutive session on Monday to end the day at its lowest level in 8 months amid lingering concern over continuing fund outflows. Meanwhile, the Taiwan Futures Exchange is currently trading at 10,474 on trading volume of 57,809. The government has approved the resignation of Deputy Environment Minister Jan Shun Gui. Approval comes after Jan made his request to step down public on social media, telling his Facebook followers that his initial letter of resignation had been ignored for nearly a month. Jan has faced criticism from public civil groups since he cast a decisive vote in March, allowing Thai Power to reopen and expand the coal-fired Shen Au power plant in New Taipei. President Tsai Ing-wen has expressed her concern and sympathy to the people of Haiti following a magnitude 5.9 earthquake that rocked the country late Saturday, leaving at least 15 people dead. The presidential office says Tsai is also offering to provide post-earthquake assistance to the country and is calling for information from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs about any Taiwanese casualties. And the Central Weather Bureau has issued an extremely heavy rain warning for Yilan, and a heavy rain alert is in effect for New Taipei and Geelong. According to the Weather Bureau, although northeasterly winds have weakened slightly, temperatures in Greater Taipei are still expected to be significantly lower today and into tomorrow. In international news, the investigative group Bellingcat says one of the two suspects in the poisoning of an ex-spy in England is a doctor who works for Russian military intelligence. According to Bellingcat, the man British authorities have identified as Alexander Petrov is actually Alexander Mishkin, a trained doctor working for Russia's GRU. Bellingcat reported last month that the other suspect also travelled under an alias and was a decorated Russian military intelligence agent. Chinese authorities are scrambling to contain a public relations mess over the disappearance of the former Interpol president during his trip home to China. Beijing now says Meng Hongwei is being investigated for bribery and other crimes. Meng is also China's Vice Minister of Public Security, and he is the latest high-ranking official to fall victim to a sweeping crackdown by the ruling Communist Party on graft and perceived disloyalty. Macedonia's government has asked lawmakers to start the procedure for amending the country's constitution to reflect a deal that would rename the country North Macedonia in exchange for a path to NATO membership. The request follows a September 30th referendum on the name deal with Greece. Voters overwhelmingly approved the name change, but the referendum was ruled invalid due to a low turnout. And finally, Netflix has chosen New Mexico as the site of a new US production hub and is in final negotiations to buy an existing multi-million dollar studio complex on the edge of the state's largest city. It's the company's first purchase of such a property, and upcoming production work in Albuquerque and other spots around New Mexico is forecast to result in $1 billion in spending over the next decade. Netflix earlier this year announced it was establishing its first European production hub in Spain. And that was the ICRT News at 10 o'clock with me, Gavin Phipps.